And before that, with Julia Church, the brand new one from them, teamed up for Hello Baby. Makes it 2 o'clock on 5FM. We'll play 1212 after the news.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Load shedding to continue unabated and a cash injection for drought-stricken Eastern Cape.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
For 5 News, I'm Kim Schulzer. Eskom has conceded that there's no end to load shedding for the foreseeable future. Power blackouts in the country caused by flash flooding have led to the shutting down of mining operations across the country. Harmony Gold, Impala Platinum and Sibanye-Stillwater say they've been forced to cut production since yesterday owing to power shortages. The Minerals Council says there are very few underground mines that operated overnight. Earlier today, Eskom said it planned more load shedding due to flooding that's interrupted coal-fired power generation. Heavy rains across parts of South Africa have submerged whole neighbourhoods, leading to mass evacuations. Western Cape authorities say they are doing their best to manage the effects of load shedding in the province. Various provincial departments, including health, agriculture and local government, held a joint media briefing in Cape Town to discuss the province's preparedness for the continued power outages. Corbin August reports.
Western Cape authorities say the two sectors which are suffering the most in the province due to load shedding are tourism and agriculture. Premier Alan Windey says they are working hard to find ways to manage load shedding and mitigate the damage it is causing. He says they are also calling for a meeting with President Cyril Ramaphosa to discuss and find permanent solutions to the energy crisis that has left South Africa in the dark.
SACP General Secretary Bladen Zimande has told nearly 800 delegates on the second day of the party's special national congress in Kempton Park that while the SACP reiterates its continuing electoral support for the ANC, it will not give the governing party a blank check ahead of the 2021 local elections. Nzimande says the SACP support must be within the framework of a reconfigured alliance.
What is to be done may include that in a place like Maluti Apofung, honestly, as allies, we cannot, comrade DSG, support what the ANC is doing there. We can't campaign for the ANC in local election government being in that state, that municipality.
Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs COGTA has secured more than 100 million rand to support the drought-stricken areas in the Eastern Cape. This as the Water Summit